Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Hei Amud Beis. We have the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we begin a brand new siman today, siman Shin Lamed Tes, which deals with various specific dinim on Shabbos. We begin with the Mechaber, Sif Aleph. Ein Rochvin Al Gabi Behema, one is not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos. And the Rava points out, we've already learned many of these dinim. Vayin La'el Siman Shin Hei Sif Yud Ches Midin Halichos Koran, where we dealt with riding in a wagon on Shabbos that's being pulled by an animal. And the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Koran Aleph explains that we've also learned this in detail in the Mishneh Berurah there. La'el B'Siman Shin Hei Sif Yud Ches Be'arti B'Mishneh Berurah Hatam V'Chol Protein. The Mishneh Berurah says he explained the reasoning why you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos, and that's because of a gezerah that you may come to break off a branch from a tree on Shabbos, which would be an issur d'oraisa, and there are many other particular dinim that were explained over there as well in this regard. Sif Beis. Ein Shotin, a person is not allowed to swim on Shabbos, al pnei hamayim, on water, afilu, even bibrecha, even in a swimming pool, shebuchotzer, in a yard. Why? Mipnei kisha hamayim nekarim, the yotzim, chutz lebrecha, because when the water is kicked up by your swimming and it is going to leave the brecha, leave that pool, and go out beyond the courtyard that you have the pool in, dome lenar, it's going to be like a river. And as we'll see in a moment, the reason you're not allowed to swim in a river or in a large body of water is because you may come to build a raft, some sort of a life preserver, life saver, if you don't know how to swim well. And that's what the Mishneh Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Beis. Beyod of Ragel, we're talking here about you're removing your feet also from the ground. Shagam Ragel of Okar Min Karka Maim, you're actually swimming as opposed to walking in the water. And the reason why you're not allowed to do this, Vatam, Shema Yaseh Chovis Shol Shayotim, you may come to go make some sort of a barrel for swimmers, in other words, some sort of a life preserver over here, Kidim Asayim Lekamen, as we're going to see in a moment. Behu Kli, this is talking about a utensil, Shol Gome, a utensil made out of reeds of some sort, like a raft. Sha'orgin also, you weave it together. Va'osin kimin chavis aruka, you make it into some sort of like a long barrel or a long raft-like structure. Lumabod loshut alamayim. And you'd be able to use this to teach somebody how to swim in the water, to save someone who doesn't know how to swim in the water. And therefore the rabbis prohibited you from swimming because you may come to go and make this structure. Sivkot and Gimel, you're not allowed to swim even in a pool, bebrecha. Humakum kinus mayim lechvisa. This is a pool that they used to store water in order for washing eventually. O lishos pish, in order to soak flax in it. So if this is in your yard, so the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot and Dalet, Dilu shabrecha omed this Rishus HaRabim. It has to tell us over here, you can't even do it in your yard, because certainly you're not allowed to go swim in a Rishus HaRabim. But lav hochi also, even if it wasn't for these reasons, it would be prohibited. Shema yatiz mayim biraglov chutzli arbamos, because in your kicking and your swimming, you're going to dislodge the water, and it's going to go more than four amos. And that would be the equivalent of carrying in a Rishus HaRabim, which is, of course, an Issur d'oraisa. Siv Garden Hay, even if the pool over here is in your yard, you're not allowed to go swim in it because Domi Lenor, when the water leaves the yard, it's going to be like a river, and this gezerah applies. Kishamayim Yotzim in Abrecha, the Mishneh Berurah says, when the water leaves this brecha, this pool, and it's leaving this area under your strength, so to say, that it's being pushed, the water, through your swimming with your hands and your legs. The heavy bichlag zera shein shotin al pnei hamayim. And this then is the zera that you're not allowed to swim on water because shema yaseh chavish shol shayotim, because you may go make this life preserver over here, this raft. Mechaber tells us, however, there's a kula involved over here, v'im yesh lo sofa soviv mutter. But if this brech over here has a lip around it, has some sort of a fence around it, as the Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Vav, haynu k'ein kisolim gevoim mikol tzad, it brings it down from the Ran and the Magid Mishnah, has sort of a wall around the brecha, preventing the water from leaving it. So then, in this situation, it would be permissible to go and swim in such an enclosed area. The kivan dafilu nekru hamayim, even if the water were to be dislodged and pushed, hasofa machseros solim mekomim, it can't get out, and therefore the walls are preventing the water from leaving, and therefore there was no gzeir over here. Have a lay kli, this is like a utensil for you, veleka lemigzar be shemo yaseh chavish layotim, and therefore the rabbis were not goes over here that you may come to make a raft for a life preserver. Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel of Emesh Lasofa brings down that according to the Rashi in the Gemara, mistaber de bezeh eino mutter, rak the kisha brecha bechotzer avalob rishus harabim. According to Rashi's understanding of this in the Gemara, it makes sense to say that this is only permissible if this is in your courtyard, but not in rishus harabim, because there you still would have the concern of the water splashing more than dalet amos, which would be an issur d'oraisa. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ein mitapchen, one doesn't clap their hands, lahakos kaf al kaf, to clap one hand against the other hand on Shabbos. Below misapkin, you're not allowed to do this misapkin, that means lahakos kaf al yorech, to clap your hands onto your thigh. Below merakdin, and one doesn't dance on Shabbos. All of these are gzero shema yisakin klishir. All of these were prohibited by the rabbis because it could lead to go and fixing klishir, musical instruments, on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin explains, this is true, you're not allowed to clap your hands bein be'evlo, whether a person, Rachmanah Litzlan, is sad because he is in mourning, u'b'chamaso, when he's angry as a result, and he's doing this la'orir hatzar, he's doing this to increase his suffering over his distress, or u'bein machmasimcho, or the person on the other hand, Baruch Hashem, is very, very happy, and that's why he wants to clap his hands. V'kula, both of them, whether for sadness or for happiness, you're not allowed to clap your hands over here, mishum gzeir Hashem yisakin klishir, la'orir ha'evel or simcha, because if we allow you to do the clapping, you may need to then play a musical instrument in order to further increase your sadness, your mourning, or your happiness. And if that then musical instrument were to break, you may come to fix it. So therefore, the rabbis instituted this gezeira. Sivkot and Ches, likewise, lo merakdin, you're not allowed to dance. Nu on Simchas Torah, over Yom Simchas Torah, the Mishnah Berurah says, mutal rakid, you are allowed to dance, b'shar sh'omrim kilusim the Torah, at the time that we're praising the Torah, mishum kavod haTorah, because that is a kavod for the Torah, that we're dancing for the Torah, and the rabbis didn't institute their prohibition in this situation. Kivin the last was the Elam Mishum Shvus, because at worst, the whole thing is only a Shvus over here, and therefore, we did not institute such a prohibition. However, al b'shar simcha shul mitzvah, but other than for simchas Torah, for other happy occasions, a bris milah, a bar mitzvah, kigon b'nisum, or a wedding, afilu hachi aser, one should not dance at these events. V'gam l'chavad Torah, even for kavad Torah, ein k'dal lahatir ela tipuach v'rikud, we only allowed a little bit of clapping and a little bit of dancing, v'lo kishkush b'pamonim v'zogim, but not to go and bang with bells or gongs or drum-like things. The Koshkin, Sharkli, Shirat Yasser, and certainly all other musical instruments were also forbidden in that setting as well. The usual footnote number 3 here brings down, Umashi Nagu Kayom Lirko B'Siyum Shel Simcha. Nowadays, people do go and dance at a Siyum of a Simcha. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, She'ein Zer Rikud Ha'asa. The dancing that we do at, let's say, a Siyum or at other sort of a bar mitzvah or a thing like that, it's not really a dance over here. Shari Eino Simba Tenuos HaMiyuchados L'Rikud. We're not really dancing. What we're doing is walking around in a circle. Halicha B'Magol, that isn't called dancing, and therefore we allow it. I heard from my Rebbeim also that you're not really picking up your feet, you're not jumping, you're really just walking when you're doing this dancing, and therefore that's another tzad l'hokil over here to allow the circular or slow dancing that may be done at a bar mitzvah or at a other simcha on a Shabbos. The issue footnote number 4 brings down l'inyan ben chutz l'aretz hanimtzu b'aretz Yisrael. For it's a lirkod b'hakavos b'leil simchas Torah. You have a person from chutz l'aretz who's now in Eretz Yisrael where they celebrate simchas Torah on what we would call Shmini Atzeres, on the one last day of Yontif. They don't have 2 days of Yontif. And he's now there on leil simchas Torah. For him, avuru adayin einzo simchas Torah l'shmini atzeres b'vad. For him, it's really not simchas Torah, it's Shmini Atzeres. So Shlomo Zalman says it's permissible for him to dance with them, kivin shu rikud l'chavad haTorah. That's dancing for chavad haTorah. L'aniyaz dati, I would also possibly add that those that have the custom, even in chutz l'aretz, to do hakafos on Shmini Atzeres at night, so l'aniyaz dati, that would certainly imply that if they're in Eretz Yisrael, they would certainly be allowed to do that because for them, they would do it anyway, and even though in Eretz Yisrael, it's really Simchas Torah, since they have the minhag to do it on Shmini Atzeres anyway, Chutz L'aretz, it certainly should not be a problem. The issue footnote number 5 points out what seems to be an inconsistency. Here we say that Simchas Torah is more meikel than a Simchas Nisuin, a wedding. But previously we said that one is allowed to ask a non-Jewish person, at least in theory, we said they could ask a non-Jewish person to play at a wedding, but we couldn't ask them to play on Simchas Torah. So why, in regards to the playing of the musical instrument by a non-Jew, is Simchas Torah more strict, and in regards to this dancing, Simchas Torah is more lenient? So he brings down from the Sefer Salmas Chaim, Shekivin Shetomid Hayanog Lenagim Simchas Nisuin. Every wedding used to have musical instruments at them. And therefore, if you wouldn't have the musical instruments played by a non-Jewish person when the wedding was on Shabbos, it would be quite recognizable. Nikar Bezeh Chisorun HaSimcha. That would really be a true lack of Simcha for the Chosin and Kala. And that's why it was permitted over there, but not on Simchas Torah. He also brings down a very interesting din that we, Amir Tzashem, will discuss when we get to Kiddush Levana. And he brings down from Simen Tav Chavav, Shekivin Sh'osin Oso B'Simcha. People should be very, very happy when they do Kiddush Levana. And it's Ragil Lavo L'Rikud Sh'osin B'Shabbos. And since people dance at Kiddush Levana. And this would be forbidden to do it on Shabbos, this dancing. That is the source of the minhag. What we don't do, unless you have absolutely no choice, what we don't do Kiddush Levana on Friday nights. And he points out that with Simchas Torah, you have no choice, because that's when Simchas Torah comes out. However, with Kiddush Levana, you have a choice. Do it Matzei Shabbos. Do it on Sunday if you can't do it Matzei Shabbos, and therefore you're not mechuyev to do it on Friday night. That's why B'Shas Adchak, if Friday night is the last night, you haven't been able to do it because of clouds, so then you would be allowed to go and say Kiddush Levana even on a Friday night if you have no choice. I realize we skipped Dershu footnote number one, dealing with the swimming. So we had talked about over here that you might be able to swim in a pool inside your courtyard as long as it has rim or wall around it. But he says nowadays the halacha is not like that. As we've already learned in Simin Shin Chavav, the minhag today is not to at all bathe in a mikvah even or in a nahar on Shabbos. Because there are many concerns over here, including that you may come to squeeze out the hair, etc., etc. Other reasons are brought down, as we've learned previously in Simin Shin Chavav, and therefore our minhag is that we don't go and bathe at all on Shabbos in cold water and not certainly in hot water. And he says, therefore, as well, Shema Shinogu Anoshim Shalo Litvo B'Shabbos B'Tvilo Shlo B'Smana, that the minhag was in women, unless it was Leil Tvilosim, they wouldn't go to the mikvah on Shabbos, he says, is a very correct minhag. And he says, the only reason they're allowed to go into the mikvah on time is because it's not recognizable that you're masakin mana, because some people would go into the mikvah just to cool off. However, nowadays that they don't do that, so unless you're mechuyev to go to the mikvah, you shouldn't go to the mikvah. He then discusses what about men going to the mikvah because of carry, a discharge that they had, and he says one can be mekel to allow this to be done, because it doesn't always look like masakin mana, because you could daven and learn Torah Lamaisa, even without going to the mikvah. He does conclude, he says, if you're just going for Tosefes Kedusha, we already brought down in the Bir Halacha, Sheish Liman Amilasos Kemi Shabbos. One shouldn't, unless they have a regular minute to go every single day to the mikvah, they shouldn't necessarily just go on Shabbos if that isn't a specific reason because of Keri. Back to the Mechaber now, talking again about clapping on Shabbos. Vafilu lahakos bi'etzpa lakarka, even to go and tap your finger on the ground, or in some type of a board. Achas keneged achas, kidera chamishorim, or to snap your fingers one against the other, like a musician might do to keep the beat. Or, olekashkesh be'egos, or to go and bang with some sort of a walnut, latinuk, for a child, to use it as a rattle, sort of. Olesachik bo bezuk, kidesh yishtuk, or to go and do some other rattling over here for a child in order to quiet the child. Kolze, anything like this, v'chayotzibo, or similar to this, osur, is forbidden on Shabbos. Again, this basic reason is Gezer Hashem Yisakin Klei Shir, because you may come to fix a musical instrument. If we allow you to do this, you may then go and play a musical instrument which will break, and then you come to fix it, and therefore the rabbis instituted this prohibition. However, he says, Ulasapi Klachayad Mutter, but to clap in an unusual fashion, that would be allowed. And the Chavetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskul, Ulasapi Klachayad Mutter, in the Bir Halacha, brings down that the source of this din is from the Yerushalmi, as brought down by the Beis Yosef, and he says, Davka besipu klachayad, only when you're doing the clapping in an unusual fashion is it allowed, as opposed to when you're doing mekishkush with the zug, when you're clapping over here, rattling over here with the walnut, or similar things like that, shuyoser derech shir, that's much more normal way of going and making music, lo mahani af diyasek klachayad. You're not allowed to do this even if you're doing it in an unusual fashion. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess explains, when you're snapping your fingers one against the other, kigon elu shemakim ba'amo al ha'ugudol, those that snap with their index finger, their pointer finger, or their middle finger against the thumb, bin ima in a beat, the osim b'zeh tenuos harevos, and they make nice sounds with it, as brought down by the Beis Yosef, that's what we're referring to over here, b'zeh ushe siyem kidera hamishorim, like the people who are musicians, like they often will keep the beat with their fingers, they'll snap their fingers. However, the emos is ever chazaka, but if you're just snapping your fingers loudly, kidei lahokitz chaveru mishnaso, to wake your friend up, that would be allowed. Mashma Morgan Avram the Shari. The Morgan Avram says that that's permissible. The lav derech shiru, that's just a loud noise, and it's not music. And therefore, there's no concern that you come to fix a musical instrument. Acheni says, lefi mashed ber betosefes Shabbos shitas Rashi. According to the Tosefes Shabbos' understanding of Rashi, however, mashma de la Rashi, gam bazeh yesh lahachmer. You'd have to be strict on this as well, and it's also mashma in this way from the Prima Godim. The issue footnote number 7 brings down, however, she'ein isur lahakos kaf al kaf ela b'derech simcha v'shir v'lo hizki reshitas Rashi she'ish lahachmer b'zeh af kishen v'derech shir. Earlier we brought down in Shin Lamed Ches that we don't have to be concerned about Rashi's more machmer opinion. And we brought down previously the discussion as well that the Vilna Gaon is machmer when you're knocking on a door, but the Velt doesn't seem to take this chumra, and the belt is nagua olam lahakel kedasa shulchan aruch, that you can't knock on a door because that's not playing of a musical instrument. Now we go to the Ramah, who brings down a huge kul over here. Hagah, the Ramah says, v'ho demisapkin umirak din ho'idna. Nowadays, the people clap their hands and they dance on Shabbos. V'lo mochinabu, and the rabbis don't protest. Why? Mishum demutav shiushogigin v'chule v'ayud mezidin. It's preferable that these people who aren't going to listen to you, unfortunately, so it's preferable that they do it unintentionally, then you tell them it's not allowed, and then they do the sin intentionally. That's the first reason the Ramah brings down why the rabbis don't protest. The second reason says, V'yei shomer, d'bizman hazeh hakol shari. There's actually an opinion that states that nowadays it actually is permissible. It's not that they're just doing something wrong, but we'd rather not tell them because they'll do it wrong on purpose. But no, it's actually permissible to clap your hands and dance on Shabbos. And the reasoning is, de'ein anu b'kiyin b'asiyas klesher. Nobody knows how to fix these musical instruments nowadays. And therefore, v'leka l'migza shami yisakein klesher. And therefore, there is no reason anymore for this gezeira to be applicable that we may come to fix klesher, because the milsa de l'shechu, it's very, very unusual for a stam person to be able to fix the musical instruments if it breaks. And therefore, the Ramah suggests, v'evshar shal zeh no'agu l'hokel b'kol. Maybe this is the reason why people are makel over here to do all of this. And he brings us down in the name of Tosos at the beginning of Perek, HaMevi Kade Yayin, in Gemara and Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud, Lahaka Bakol, that you can be lenient over here in everything. So he says, what does it mean? Hi, Lahaka Bakol. Koi, that only goes al tipuach v'sipuk v'rikud, only on the clapping of the hands on your thighs, or the dancing over here, the lo al shai dvorim haniskor misivzeh, but not anything else that is listed over here in this sif. And he says, v'afilu b'tipuach v'rikud, and even with the clapping and the dancing, ein kidai lo niach haminog shelo bimkom mitzvah. One should only allow these activities if it's in the setting of a mitzvah. But if it's not in the setting of a mitzvah, again, maybe we don't have to protest because of the reason that we brought down, Ela Mishum Hanach Lehem V'chule, better that they do it b'shogig rather than do it b'mezeh. But certainly it is not permissible l'chatrila, albeit maybe in the setting of a mitzvah there is room to be mekel. The issue footnote number 8 asks a question that many of you may be asking yourself as well. This was a gezeira that the rabbi set up. How can we say it's no longer applicable? We don't have the right to go against the gezeira that was brought down from an earlier time. You need a base then that's greater b'chochma b'minyan to go and change that. And of course, we're not greater b'chochma b'minyan. So he brings down from a Moshe Feinstein's Atzal and Igris Moshe, Shekivan Shebiyameinu Batel Atam. Nowadays, the reasoning is truly not applicable. Nobody knows how to fix these musical instruments nowadays. At least the common person doesn't. And therefore, Nechshav Hadavar Ki'ilu Biyameinu Lo Poshta HaTakana. It's as if the rabbis never set up this takana during our time. The original rabbis never set it up for our time. They never actually were matir it in our time. Nevertheless, he says, Yodua, it's known, Shegam Bizman HaTakana, at the time that they made the Takana, people already were failing in this Takana. The Overmal is there, and they weren't listening to the rabbis. And therefore, Kifi Shomru Shein Limchos Biyada Overim. And therefore, since we don't have to protest against the people that are unfortunately sitting over here, because Mutav Shushogi Vayu Mizidim, so he says, certainly, if the rabbis knew that the Velt is going to be sitting over here, because they're not going to follow this rule, and, in fact, the reason for the rule doesn't apply, it's as if the original rabbis were matir it already at the time that they instituted this gezeirah. The issue footnote number 9 brings down, what about clapping hands during davening? So it brings down from the Eshel Avram Yibachach, Sheyei Shenogu Lasuzkein. There are people that do clap during the davening, and he says that's acceptable. And the reasoning is, Shekivin Shenogu Lahokel B'kach B'simchas Nisun. Since we do allow it at a wedding, so he says it would be appropriate to also allow it during davening because of the principle, Lo Yei Shulchancha Mole V'Shulchan Rabcha Reikon. Your table, so to say, is all set. At your wedding, you dance and you clap. But at the table of your Rebbe, i.e. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should also be able to clap and dance in that setting as well. Finally, it's kedai to read the words of the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Di Ramasku, Lahaka Bakol. So he says, Hainu, b'mishnah brura, we brought down, b'tipuach v'rikut stam, v'loyedei kishkushim zogim. You certainly can't use the banging of the nuts or rattles or things like that, even where we permitted you to go and clap your hands and dance. And he says, V'kol shekein ha'idei nigen klishir b'vadei iser gamu. And certainly using any sort of a musical instrument would certainly be aser. And then he tells us, go look in the Chidushi Rav Kiva Eger, where he quotes in detail a very long list from the Rav Kiva Eger, who was responding to a great Rav in his time, who was makel in this setting. And he said, and I quote from the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Rav Kiva Eger, A great fear and a pachad, a trembling overcame me. Al dvar hapirtza hagedola, this great breach in Jewish custom, sha'asu pritze b'nei amenu, that these pritzim, these rebellious ones amongst ourselves, have done over here, to do on their own free will, to go against our holy Torah and Das Yadus. And he says, even if they're dancing the men and the women separately, he brings down numerous reasons why he's strongly against this custom of the dancing and clapping on Shabbos. Ayin Shom, this Bir Halacha, and with this we conclude today's shir.